Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole fin split. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swooshin'. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'.
Yeah. I'm Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do.
Now, girl, you know what to do. Ooh, yeah, hey, it's Diva Bitch up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that ass. You know what they want, kick smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lesson experience, you'll never go past. The action attraction, oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make it come so hot, be like, ooh, yeah. You real bad, dance giver, you real bad.
Be easy, we got him on this one.
Hello. And welcome to the station that's got 'em looking. It's Big Stats Colorado. I'm your host, Matt Big Stats Frankel, and we got a great show for you today. We have Chris, he's going to be on the line with us. That's right. We got Chris Keynes, and he will be on the line with us today. That song you just heard is our theme song. Got him looking by my group, the MSFP crew. We're going to be talking with Chris Keynes in a few. But first, as heard on the US X Factor Season 1, it's the Rump Shaker Jump Medley as performed by Astro. The Rump Shaker Jump Medley as performed by Astro.
Didn't know. They told me that I should have been a piece of me because I'm about my dough. The new generation of
Hello?
Hey, you're live on air with Big Stat Saddle Hour. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So tell us, what got you into music?
Oh, man. I come from a long line of musicians in my family. My mother was a musician. She played piano, and my brother played a whole lot of instruments very well. My older brother did also, and I guess it was just inevitable for me to do something with music, you know, growing up around it as much as I did. You know?
All right. And musically, who would you say that your influences are?
Oh, man, coming from a jazz background, started out with gospel music. A lot of people, such as from a writing, songwriting perspective, there's a guy by the name of V. Michael McKay, jazz, Herbie Hancock, Stevie Wonder, of course, love Earth, Wind, Fire, Bobby Womack, Sam Cooke, love soul music, even people like the Bee Gees, Sly, and the Family Stone, you know, very soulful, you know, more to date. I still listen to a lot of John Legend, Anthony Hamilton, guys are just very soulful, you know, Calvin Richardson, it's kind of cat.
All right. Now tell us about this song, Just Me.
Oh, man, Just Me. Well, I wrote, the song was written for the upcoming album that'll be released in June. I was trying to find a song that would speak to the place where I am in my life now, where, you know, you've tried so many times to please other folk and to do things that make people accept you. And I just, and one day I just said, you know what, I'm just going to be me. Just me. And so if you listen to the lyrics, it says that, you know, I reached a place where, you know, I'm just ready to express me. I accept myself, you know, with all of my baggage, with all of my, you know, insecurities and blemishes and imperfections, you know, I'm happy with who I am. So that's where the song comes from, man. That's what it expressed, you know, and even as for the listeners, you know, people, you know, that's what I want people to get from that song, that it's okay to love who you are. It's okay to be who you are, you know, to dress the way you want to dress, love who you want to love, the way you want to love them. You know, you have to embrace that part of yourself. So that's where that tune is going. It's a great tune.
All right. That sounds great. Let's hear it, and we'll talk more in a few.
Yes, sir.
It's Just Me by Chris Cannes. Coming up. Just Me. Eventually,
has had to see that all I need to be is me. Oh.
That was Chris Kames with Just Me. Now, I find that sometimes self-difficulties growing up inspire us to be stronger and write interesting material. How have various challenges in your life inspired your music?
Oh, man, well, I was born with a birth defect called brachial plexus palsy, and what it did was it gave me limited use of my left hand. And so everything was different for me. And so everything was a challenge. Even in high school, you know, I had to learn to, you know, because I didn't want to be looked at as being different, it made me work harder, made me work twice as hard. So, as a freshman, I played point guard on the varsity team. In football, I played wide receiver as a freshman on the varsity team. And I just worked harder. It made me work harder. You know, so overcoming, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're faced with a challenge, you can look at it one or two ways, as a blessing or as a curse. And I just, you know, decided to embrace embrace what I was blessed with. And once I was able to embrace it, then I could write songs and sing songs like Just Me, you know, because what I have is perfect, you know, just for me.
All right. And who out there would your fans be surprised to know that you listen to?
Oh man, I'm a huge John Mayer fan. Huge. Huge, like I would carry his guitar, huge. You know, mm-hmm. I love John Mayer. I love his approach when he sings. I love the style of music that he plays, the way he approaches it. And you know, John Mayer, he plays jazz music also. You know, I love James. I know another artist, James Taylor. I listen to a lot of. I love country music, man. Country music. I'm big on music that makes a difference. Music with substance. You know, music that actually says something, that's telling a story, there's a storyline, there's something you can catch on to. You know, it's not just a hook and a beat. You know, and so I listen to a lot of that. You know, James Taylor, great writer. John Mayer, amazing. So I think people, they would think that, you know, when they listen to my music, and because I do soul music, they wouldn't, you know, put those two out there, but yeah.
All right. That sounds great. Tell us about this song, One Day.
One Day. You know, it's little, you know. I woke up early one morning, you know, to the bright sunshine. That's how it starts out. Grab my pen and paper. And so I literally did that. You know, I had reached a point with that album, The Better Project, where, you know, I wanted action and, you know, I wanted things to be better. And, you know, I'm starting to evolve into a man, to a father, and I'm starting to speak those things into existence, you know. So I'm saying, one day, I want to be king. That's the hook. And then it says, I'm making plans and everything, you know, taking trips around the world. I gotta keep on moving. You know, that song is a testament to where I see myself, or, you know, almost like a prophet. You know, I'm prophesying over my own life, saying, this is what I'm gonna be one day. I'm gonna be a king. You know, I'm going to be, you know, maybe not a king literally, but the way I view the world, the way, you know, with my confidence in who I am, strong, mighty, making really good choices, be a shot caller. You know, that's what that song is about.
All right, let's hear it. This is Chris Kanes with One Day.
And that's Chris Crane with an R.
Woke up early this morning to the bright sunshine. Grab my pen and paper. Things off my mind.
Lie spread.
Everyone
has speaking.
Don't know who to be. A rule in the world.
A simple song.
Romance. We're making a difference through love and death.
I gotta be king.
You can play.
Yeah. Come on. Thank you, Chris. Around the world.
A rule in the world.
It's a simple song. Yes.
Plan. Romance. We're making a difference through love and happiness.
Plan on everything. Come on, make a trip. Just about the world, yeah.
Keep on dreaming. I admit sometimes it does get rough. And the road less traveled might get lonely sometimes.
living out my dreams, MLK. Every day my birthday, do one to others, usually things go my way. Dangerous, with a New York state of mind, endowed with the power of a Mississippi grind. Add that together, tropical weather, wanna go by myself, we can all go together. Let's go, take you back, take you back.
Chris Keynes with One Day. Tell us about this foundation you have, the Better Project Awareness Foundation.
Oh, the Better Project Awareness Foundation, it came from the Better Project, actually, the album. But the Better Project Awareness is a foundation that I started. We had our kickoff last year. The Better Project Awareness Foundation, we raise awareness about the birth condition that I spoke of earlier called brachial plexus palsy. And we raise awareness about that. Of course, I mentioned earlier that I suffered that injury at birth. And we use music as a platform to raise awareness about it. We do a concert every year called Make a Difference concert, and we're actually going to be doing the first concert of this year in Indiana. Next Saturday, we'll be in Indiana. I put a team of musicians and singers together, artists, and we go and we do a free concert. And we also use that, we take donations and all of that stuff, but I run a music program through the foundation for a week, and we bring in some of the best artists, some of the best teachers and musicians, and we teach music to kids ages 6 to 15, and it's free for them, for those kids. But the biggest thing is, again, we're raising awareness about brachial plexus palsy. A lot of people don't know what that is, but it's very prominent. And, 2 out of every 1,000 births a day, a child suffers that injury. Yeah, that's what that foundation is. It's been around for a year now, a little over a year, and it's growing. And I'm getting a lot of support behind it, and it's very near and dear to my heart because, again, I too have suffered that injury. But in spite of that injury, I, you know, learned to play piano, drums, guitar, bass, trumpet, and yeah.
Well, that's something with having a foundation near and dear to your heart that I can definitely relate to. I always close the show referencing my own foundation about bringing music education to special needs children. For myself as a child who grew up with learning disabilities, music to me is what gave me a voice. So,
right.
Tell us about the song So Amazing.
So Amazing is, that's my latest release. It's released on iTunes already. It's actually been doing great. So Amazing. I wrote that song last year. I was in Anaheim. I came down for the NAMM show, and I woke up, couldn't sleep, so I went to the beach. I went and found a beach and went and I took my guitar, and I just started writing. And that song is what came about. But as I looked at the water And, you know, if you listen to the chorus, it talks about whoever painted the Pacific, they must have been prolific. Whoever colored the Atlantic, they had to be gigantic. Whoever pinned the stars must have known my name. Then I said, whoever made you smile is amazing. You know, for me, I was talking about God. God is so amazing, you know, whoever your God is, you know. But that song, that's what I was talking about, that higher being, that the higher power, you know, who kind of controls everything, who aligns the stars for us. So when I was writing that song, that's what I was thinking about. And you'll hear it throughout the lyrics. It's one of my favorite tunes. Got a chance to play a little guitar on there. Featured a guitarist out of St. Louis. His name is Scott Jones. An amazing, amazing guitarist. And also featured a bassist from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His name is Alex Julian. And great, great musician. And it was fun recording this song. Had a whole lot of fun.
All right. Well, let's hear it. This is Chris Kanes with So Amazing.
Under the stars, moonlight,
Chris Keynes with So Amazing. Earlier we were talking about your the Better Project Awareness Foundation, and I was wondering if people wanted to learn more about your foundation or send a donation to you, is there a website or something that they could go to do so?
Yes, yes. The website is www.tbpaf.org. And it's just the acronym for the Better Project Awareness Foundation. That's tbpaf.org. You can find out more information about Rachel Blake's policy there, who I am, any more on foundation, and you can actually make your donations right there on the website.
All right, and if someone wants to connect with you on various social medias, how can they go about doing so?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook at Chris Crane Music. You can also catch me on Twitter, Chris Crane 2. Instagram, you can catch me at Chris Crane 1. You can also find me on Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation / Chris Crane. What else? SoundCloud, same thing. Just type in Chris Crane, C-R-A-I-N. You'll find me on there. Yeah. And my website, you can get more information about the website, www.chriscranemusic.com.
And are you on YouTube?
Yes, yes, Mr. Chris Crane 1. You can find me on there, Mr. Chris Crane 1.
And what goodies do you have for your fans on YouTube?
What did you say, what CDs?
What goodies, music videos, inside blogs, stuff like that. What can
your fans find there? On there you will find a lot of live performances. You'll find some footage from the Make a Difference concert that we did last year, footage from a couple of shows that I've done. You'll get a chance to see me live, even some rehearsal footage is up. So you'll be able to see me up close and personal. We're practicing, singing, playing guitar, playing piano, rehearsing with my band, then singing live. You can catch all of that on YouTube.
And what's your YouTube extension?
Mr. Chris Crane 1, and then you can find this one, Better. Chris Crane, Better, Give Love, featuring Mark Harris, Practicing Anything with Chris Crane, C-R-A-I-N, Music, Milwaukee. You'll find me.
All right. We're about to wrap up our show. I'll give you a call later. I have some other projects I'd like to discuss with you, so I'll give you a call later. We're about to wrap up our show. As always, you guys can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour at our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour. We're listening to music that I've produced and music by my group, the MSFP crew. Find out about all the projects that I'm involved with, the MSFP studios and the MSFP label, as well as going to that homepage at msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. One thing there, very important to me, while you're on msfpinc.com, msfpinc.com, scroll to the bottom. We have a me, but we're working on a foundation that benefits special needs children through music education, the Big Stats Cares Foundation. So while you're there, press on that donate button, open your heart and donate. These music gives voices to these children that otherwise would have difficulties expressing themselves. It helps them do better in school, and so reach into your hearts and donate, and we'll catch you guys next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.
Peace.